From fear to fluency, embracing bilingualism to defeat foreign language anxiety. Did you grow up with a mother tongue other than German? Or do you speak one language particularly well? Write your language on a sticky note and put it in this box. Do you think it's good to grow up multilingually? Please vote. What is bilingualism? The development of the so-called first language, L1 for short, begins with the birth of a child. This term is often used synonymously with the word mother tongue, but it refers solely to the language that a child acquires during its early phase of life, regardless of which caregivers in its environment speak this language. If a child learns two languages during the first 3 years of life, this is called early or simultaneous first language acquisition or bilingualism. Such children are often called balanced bilinguals. How the child learns the second language also plays an important role. For example, playfully in a multilingual environment or formally in a school language course, the context of language acquisition is decisive for which and how many mistakes the child makes when speaking. The first language remains dominant because the child achieves a higher linguistic achievement and performance than in the second level of language acquired later. The second language, in most cases English, then functions as a link language if the mother tongue is a migrant language that differs from the surrounding or national language. Bilingualism has many advantages. It works against the fear of speaking a foreign language, xenoglossophobia, foreign language anxiety, FLA for short. However, this connection has not yet been conclusively researched. Nevertheless, we encounter this fear everywhere in everyday life nowadays, whether at school, at work, or on holiday. Foreign language anxiety. Why bilingualism helps. Bilingualism in everyday life. Executive skills and cognitive flexibility. Bilinguals often develop high cognitive flexibility because they can switch between different languages. This can manifest in improved problem-solving skills, decision-making, and creative thinking. Enhanced communication opportunities. Being bilingual or multilingual provides access to a broader range of cultures, people, and ideas. This can lead to enhanced social skills, increased confidence in interacting with others, and thus counteract FLA. Career benefits. Bilingual people have a better chance of taking advantage of career opportunities in international companies and can use their communication skills in different languages. This strengthens their language skills and takes away language anxiety. Bilingualism school. Native speaker. The inclusion of native speakers of the target language in the classroom can help learners to experience authentic language models and improve their communication skills. Through contact with natives, inhibitions are reduced and self-confidence in the foreign language is strengthened. Better language skills in other foreign languages. Bilingual students often have better general language competence due to their experience with several languages. This can lead to improved understanding and performance in other foreign languages. Peer support. Multilingual students can help other learners as language partners and support them in learning the foreign language. This informal exchange creates a relaxed environment and allows learners to practice and build their confidence in a restriction-free context. Time for development. Important requirement for bilingualism. Myth: bilingual education confuses children and causes them to fall behind in their language development. Reality: children are not confused by bilingual education and do not fall behind in their language development. It is merely a delay. Brain performance. Learning two languages at the same time consumes more energy because the brain has to accomplish a lot. Therefore, one has to rely on more time to process both languages. What are the implications for bilingual schools? Pupils should be given appropriate time in the curriculum. Successful practical examples. Primary school. Bilingual primary school Am Graben Eichstätt. Subjects: mathematics, HSU, art, music, sport. Teacher chooses English as the language for appropriate teaching phases or whole lessons. Subject terms are secured in German language lessons. Gymnasium. Bilingualese gymnasium forms. Hamburg. State-recognized public school. Following bilingual forms, primary school. Authenticity. Native-speaking teachers teach in equal parts German and English. Bilingualism helps with FLA, but what can you do to become partially bilingual? Strategies for students and parents. Start learning a foreign language as early as possible. Grade 5 to grade 10. For optimal engagement with the language, language contact should also be encouraged in extracurricular activities. Input: watch, listen to as much music, podcasts, videos, films, etc. as possible in the foreign language and connect the language with their own interests. Output: singing along to as many songs, talking along to films, and talking to friends as possible. Added value for all. Parents, multilingual or not, can also actively participate in these activities. Strategies for prospective teachers. CLIL, short for Content and Language Integrated Learning, is an internationally widespread educational approach to bilingual subject teaching. It involves using an additional language, other than the learner's mother tongue, for learning and teaching subject content. Grammatical accuracy of the target language is not the focus. Research shows that language learning is more effective when combined with content in a subject other than the language being learned. CLIL has been shown to improve language skills in different contexts and can be used for authentic communication. Teachers can start by teaching their subject gradually in, for example, English until they feel comfortable in the foreign language and can teach most or all of the lesson in the foreign language. What does the future hold? More research in the field of foreign language anxiety and its prevention or intervention would be of great importance. More research on bilingualism or multilingualism could help to design and spread projects such as bilingual schools and bilingual subject teaching. 20 years from now, what if bilingualism were implemented in all schools? The relationship to languages and speaking would change positively for pupils. Fewer pupils would be afraid of speaking the foreign language, as it is part of different areas of life and is familiar. TC, Jacqueline Hitter, Nicole Ratz, Aufbau Model, English Didactic, SOS, 2023. The Fear Factor, Language Anxiety in the English Classroom, Prof. Dr. Heiner Botke, Bianca Hoppner.